Wisconsin AFL-CIO President Phil Neuenfeld says right-to-work will not create jobs and will lower wages for all workers. Terry McGowan of the Operating Engineers tells a Milwaukee newspaper that the legislation's real goal is to weaken unions. Last September, Milwaukee Labor Council leader Sheila Cochran predicted the measure would be coming if Republicans gained full political control of the state capitol.
They're already getting themselves ready. A portion of the business community wants that. We don't.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce said today that the right-to-work bill would bring common-sense reform aimed at creating workplace freedom. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.